All right, Ollie Stone, TLD. First of all, I just talked to Jalik Swole, and I also saw the incident with your rider, Pierce Brown, in the heat. That was a little aggressive. Can I just say it's a little aggressive?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. It came from nowhere. I was like, ooh.
Jalik is also, where did that come from? So, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It's difficult being in my position to...
it was aggressive. Can we just say it's aggressive?
Pass. Okay, right. I mean, they're young. They're ready to go. It's the first round. Yeah. There's a lot of hormones, I would say.
Yeah.
It is what it is. I'm sure Triumph are not pumped on it. And we just put it behind us and move on.
Yeah, listen, in the grand scheme of the most vicious Supercross passes I've seen, it doesn't even rank in the top 50, so we'll move on. But it was aggressive for a heat race.
It was very aggressive for a heat race, but when I've got Barsha under my semi, I mean, I'm kind of used to seeing a few things like that.
Hey, Pierce, actually, this idiot was telling
me... Weech, by the way.
Yeah, he was telling me that...
This idiot.
He was telling me that Pierce, and him and a couple other people were saying, Pierce on press day looked really good. So I guess he can have a good off season, and I thought today, was he caught in that first turn thing?
Yeah, he
was. So,
Pierce has looked good all off season. He's super fast at the test track. He's faster than the 450 guys. Like, I've seen him leave Chase at the KTM test track. So,
oh, come on. Come on, Ollie.
Ask Chase. I'm not lying. I'm not a bullshit. I'm not a liar. I'm not a liar.
Okay.
So
that's brutal honesty. I appreciate that.
I mean, once or twice it's happened, but I mean, it's putting it together on race day, what's important. Anyone can be fast during the week, so it's how you line up behind the gate. Pierce was good at press day. Pierce was fastest in Q1. Fifth in Q2, I think, but still faster overall. So it's not a first, but that's a milestone to achieve. Bad start in the heat, and then he got caught up in that thing in the main, which I think he was not dead last, because I saw the PC boys got stuck together. And Deegan was there, so I think he might have been 18th or something. So all in all, could have been better, but could have been worse. So we take the positives away.
To me, I'm thinking the positive of fast qualifier, looking great, all of that. Like for Pierce Brown, staying on two wheels because that first thing wasn't his fault.
No.
That's all positive.
No. Yeah, 100%. I mean, it could be worse. It's a long season. Everyone always says that, but it is. Yeah. I mean, you can't panic and reinvent the wheel the week after the first race. So we just got to work on some starts. We got a weekend off and of racing, and a weekend off for the other coast. So we got 3 weeks. I just need to get him off the gate.
Okay, I'm officially worried about the 51. I think I'm officially worried about Tomac more, but I'm officially also worried about the 51.
I'm not worried about the 51. Give me a couple weeks.
Okay. All right. So he's building a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
We got to iron a few little bugs out. I mean, this is the way the sport is. It's a tough class.
Yeah. I know we got a late start, so I'll give him that. But we're five rounds in.
A late start. I mean, he was good in the mud in San Diego, which mud's his bud, he would say. We just got to get a bit of momentum. Like I said, we've got to iron out a few bugs, make him a little more comfortable. We change a lot of stuff on this motorcycle in the off-season. And it's never easy to play catch-up with it.
Okay.
So give me a couple weeks.
Okay.
After the break, I think we'll be where we need to be.
Last question for you. I'm asking some of the managers about Feld's 9 whoops, only dozers, no dragon backs policies to try to keep riders healthier. Where are we at on that?
Make them big. Make them long.
Oh, okay.
Put dragon's backs.
Okay.
More guys get hurt at the test track than they do at the races.
Yeah.
I mean, it's part of it. I want to see 14 whoops in a row.
Right. Okay.
Separate the men from the boys like the old days.
All right. Sounds good, Ollie. Thanks, bud.
No worries. Thank you.
There are theories all over the map.